Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's December 31st. It's a beautiful day because the sun's kind of peeking out in some places, although it's going to be a little wet, a little windy, kind of a put the log on the fire, stay at home kind of day. Or, you know, just put on your rain gear and get out and play because it's a beautiful day. It'll be 73 to 82 degrees, depending where you are. At Volcano right now, it's 54, and there's a 914 or a 1030 you could play there. Poipu Bay on Kauai has a 1020, Royal Hawaiian Country Club a 950, and on Maui at Wailea, you could play the Gold or the Emerald course. They've got a 1059 open. We're going to be talking with Jeff Shackelford, the contributing writer to Golf World and Golf Digest, and the weekly contributor to Golf Channel's Morning Drive. But first, we want to thank the people who make this show possible, including the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the PGA Tour of the new year, of course, at Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th to the 15th. SonyOpenInHawaii.com for your tickets or any First Hawaiian Bank. And the Tournament of Champions will be there next week on the Plantation Course at Kapalua, the winner's only event. January 4th through the 8th, where champions come to play. PGATour.com/tournaments is the place to get your tickets, or of course the pro shop at the Plantation or Bay Course. And the golf club's home away from home, the Sheraton Maui. Beautiful views, perfect for whale watching, great restaurants, a spa worth pampering your skin, massages to make your day. That's the Sheraton Maui, where Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club stays on Maui. Book your room today.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And welcome to the show, Jeff Shackelford, author, writer, contributor, Golf World and Golf Digest, and weekly contributor to Golf Channel's Morning Drive, jeffshackelford.com. You can find him there. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be here, as always. Around the new year.
You know, I love your column because it's kind of a HuffPost style where you get to talk about what you want, your opinions, and then you provide your readers links to some of the best writing to expand on the topic you're talking about. So it can be short and sweet and to the point and all Jeff, or you can extend your vista and go into where other people's have gone and you've chosen to highlight them. I really like it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's I did a lot of thinking about that and websites this year, and I realized that's kind of what I've always done, and I'm just going to keep doing that. I thought about changing things, but we have a lot of writers whose views inform mine, and so I'm very secure in my views, and so I have no problem sending people to other websites. Now, when I've discussed that with website designers and other people, they can't understand why I'm not trying to keep people on my site, but I get enjoyment out of highlighting the work of my peers.
But you know what? When you click on the links, you don't go away from your site. It just brings up the article, and then you go back. You know, it's not like some websites, you go straight to the website and you can't find your way back to where you started. So yours is designed very, very well, and I just love it. I was looking at your 2016 roundup column, kind of looking back at 2016. That was, I think that's the front page right now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a light week here.
Are you tired of watching reruns?
Yes. I've been a little under the weather, so I've been seeing things that most people should not be watching, but it's been good. I haven't been able to do some vegetating, so I actually got to watch the Open Championship, which I was there, so it was fun to watch that on a replay. It was fun to watch Doral, which we won't see again on the tour. So there were some things I enjoyed.
Do you think Doral will welcome? The PGA Tour will go back there now that Trump-elect is going to be President Trump?
I don't think so. I think you'll see something else, like the PGA of America bring events there, and there seems to be a very serious rift between the tour and President-elect Trump, and it's mostly, I believe, the tour's doing, and I think they overreacted, and he's a difficult man to deal with. He has he does things, you know, he ignores rules. They don't want him parking his helicopter on the course. He parks his helicopter on the course. You know, there's things you know going into it with him that you're going to get, and that's what perplexes me, is they kind of knew that. They went through this whole renovation, and they had a management situation there, and they still kind of threw a little bit of a hissy fit over some things that were financial, really, and they kind of used the perception of him as an excuse to leave there, and I think it was probably the biggest mistake of anybody with a big organization's made in 2016, and obviously he got elected president, so it looks even worse.
Yeah, I guess, you know, whatever happens, we'll see a transition. It's going to be interesting the next year, to say least, right?
So very, very, especially for you all in Hawaii. I think we're just looking at all sorts of interesting changes to the schedule, potentially. It may not change at all, but I think with a new commissioner and 2016 being such a long year, I think everything's on the table to be reimagined.
Okay, reimagined. Interesting, because I was talking to Mark Rolfing, who suggested that it might be best to put the Sony Open in Hawaii and a Tournament of Champions in a fall situation, closer to the end of the year, so to speak, if this year ever ends. What have you heard? Have you heard that it's going to go away, or it's going to just be moved?
No, that's one of the scenarios I've heard. You know, they just have this real dilemma with this time of year that eyeballs are looking elsewhere, and sponsors know that, and so how do they fix that? And I'm struggling with the idea, though, of the fall scenario, because that's to me when people are still really into football and their teams and the newness of the season and all that stuff. So this time of year now is when people are starting to kind of want to see some golf on TV, and I have a hard time seeing them abandoning that. But, you know, a lot of this just comes down to sponsors and dollars and cents,
right,
and not common sense sometimes. So there's also just this kind of struggle to I think, in the Fincham years, to have imagined ways to start and end golf tournaments on days that are not ones we're accustomed to. And then the world's changed where people are more willing probably to watch the final round of a tour event on a Tuesday night. You know, the LPGA is going to make some moves on that front to try and shift a few tournament days, but it's been tricky for them. The Web.com Tour is going to really make some bold moves on that front. And so I think that there are a lot of different scenarios, and a lot of it probably depends on sponsors and television.
Sponsors, money. I guess follow the dollar. That's what everybody does, and particularly if you need the purses, which, of course, we need to attract the players. Pace of play. That's one of, I think, many people's issues. When you watch on television, you don't really notice it. As long as they've got 20 cameras and they can switch from one to another, you know, then it doesn't really hit you as hard. But if you're at a tournament... And in your column, you say, but you didn't actually say Tim Fincham's going away.
Yes.
But with him being on the way out, we may see some actual penalties for pace of play violations.
I think so. Yeah, I really feel like the European Tour, the RNA, the USGA, they are ready to finally enforce their rules. And Tim Fincham has not been supportive of people enforcing the rules. And I've always had a massive, massive issue with his integrity on this front, that he speaks of a game that's a game of honor, and one of the best things about our sport is that our players call penalties on themselves. And then he turns around and has kind of sent out these subtle messages to various people, his staff, the other governing bodies, that he thinks penalizing players would be incredibly embarrassing and bad for their brands and all that nonsense. And so that's why it hasn't happened. And I feel like Jay Monahan is more of a sports person and is aware of all these issues. And maybe just simply the changing of the guard will allow this to happen. Because I think, Danielle, we all agree that it may not be the solution, but it's you have to try it.
Yes.
To find out.
Yes.
And so I think that's why we'll probably see it a little bit more, and players do pick it up. You know, those strokes are costly. But there are other issues as well. The way the courses are designed for the modern ball are not designed, and there's all sorts of other stuff. Speed of greens, to me, is the biggest issue. I've seen tournaments with slower greens, and the pace of play at the Open Championship is just incredibly different. Nobody marks 1.5 footers. At Riviera on the West Coast Swing, now when the greens are 13 and they're POA and they're bumpy, you'll watch players mark an 18-inch putt. And you know what? I don't blame them. It's a little scary. You got to be careful. You never know when one of those is going to break about 3 inches. So mark it, reset the ball, the whole thing. And that, you know, that adds so much time. It's so painful to watch.
It is painful to watch. And then it trickles down. You know, the LPGA is also slow, sometimes slower than the PGA Tour or the web.com Tour. And then when the avid or recreational golfer goes out, you go, well, they don't pay any attention, so why should I?
That's right. And greens have gotten faster at the everyday golf course, too. So the same mentality and same issues are kind of seeping down to that kind of golf. And it's and then there's also just kind of the general mentality of card and pencil, that we have to putt everything out and grind it out. And that's added something, too. So there are many, many things. But on the professional level, just zapping them with a few little penalties, I think, is going to start to change the mentality pretty quickly.
One of the things that you thought was cool about 2016, and I mean, your list included, of course, the very sad Arnold Palmer dying. You know, that's probably the biggest story of 2016,
sure,
right? And then the Olympics, and you have the amazing major championship. And to me, the Open final round, the whole Open actually, but that final round, final two rounds, I thought if Saturday continues to Sunday, this is a blockbuster. That's all there is to it. It blew them all away when it came to competition that I couldn't take my eyeballs off. I didn't want to get away from the television. I didn't want to do my show. I wanted to watch. So that was amazing to me. But what you talked about, the course setups at majors, where they're not feeling like they have to really make them super hard to, you know, to make the course dominate the player.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a change that a lot of us have been hoping to see for some time, that the focus is not on protecting par or this some sort of mythical proper winning score. Because when that's happened in the past, and it has happened, they deny it all day long, the people who do it, but they don't like seeing certain scores. And when you have that mentality, you do dreadful things with the setup. And I think that we've just had an awakening, or maybe just newer people who've come along who are a little bit have a different perspective, that the goal is not to humiliate players, it's to let them display their skill. And sometimes that's going to mean a lot of birdies, especially if it rains a little. Or the other thing they finally figured out, Danielle, is that when a course is in really good shape, it just doesn't matter how hard you set it up. The players are so good, men and women, that if you give them immaculate conditioning, they're just going to score and deal with that, accept that. And as we saw at Troon, you know, they really didn't do anything to manipulate the course, and two players sort of went to another level, and that was great to see. And all the majors really this year except Oakmont, where the USGA, you know, it's just a hard golf course, and they had the greens too fast, as you kind of would expect at Oakmont. That one was a little more of the sort of protective type of golf. But thankfully, Dustin Johnson kind of saved them on many fronts.
On many fronts. The one with Dustin Johnson, one of the stories of the year to me was the USGA responding so quickly to that incredible faux pas that they made. You know, I was like shocked. Oh, you're changing it right away. You're not going to study it for 2 years or 4 years. You're not going to, right? It was really something. Now,
I was too.
You were too? Okay.
Yeah, I was shocked. Yeah. And that's what I wrote in that year end thing. I really think it's a credit to the amount of hate mail and complaining they got from the golfing public, which again speaks to what I was getting at. The public is, I feel like, changed a little bit in that they see an incident like that. And I think 15 years ago, people kind of have enjoyed that. And now I think people really get disgusted by it because they don't tune in to watch golf to see somebody embarrassed. They tune in to be inspired and to watch great skill put on display.
Yeah, it's not like you need to add something to make this game harder. Yeah.
No, it's hard enough as it is.
Okay, there was a lot to not like about this year. Was there anything that, you know, Sam, we've been talking about what's good, but was there anything that we haven't talked about that you really, really liked? And I'd also like to go on to what you're looking forward to. Which major? Augusta, U.S. Open at Erin Hills, the 146th Open at Royal Birkdale, or the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow? Where would you like to start?
Well, I think just on 2016, the thing I didn't like was there was just too much golf, and we knew going into the year there with the Olympics there was too much. And so part of this discussion that we'll see in 2017 about reimagining schedules and tournaments ending at different times and all that, I think is a product of what happened this year. I mean, you have a lot of burnouts in the game, and players burned out, and smart players just shut it down all fall. Justin Rose and Jason Day claimed they had, you know, injuries.
Right,
they just took the fall off. So they're smart, and good for them, because a lot of players, Jordan Spieth, you're going to see more careful with his scheduling, because he burned out too, and that was coming into this year. So, so I think that's going to be very interesting to watch. In 2017, how all that is sorted out, and I hope it's for the betterment of the fan and not just for the players. So I think that'll be something we have to kind of monitor. But as for major venues, it's not my favorite year, I'll be honest with you. Coming ahead this year spoiled us for the most part, and I feel like the Masters is going to be, with Tiger having shown some signs of life there at his tournament, I just feel like the Masters is going to be the one that really has a special energy, because I think, Danielle, you know, I have a strong view that golf is really at its best when we have players of all generations in contention, and you feel like somebody who maybe doesn't hit it as far as they used to can use their cleverness to get around the course.
Yes.
And then also the young guns, and then maybe the established stars are in contention, and I just think the idea of bringing all that together can be really special for the sport, and I feel like the Masters is easily the best place for that to happen.
Couple of things. One, just wanted to say, Alice Dye getting the Donald Ross Award, isn't that huge? A woman gets the award?
I mean, Alice is, everybody in the Architect Society knows her role in the game. So I guess I hadn't really thought of it that way, just because we know Alice, and frankly, I guess the only way I thought of it was, really, she hadn't won it already? because she's had such an impact on really creating more sets of tees and starting to get people thinking about designing courses again for a lot of different people. I mean, it seems funny because you know of her husband's work and how tough his courses are, but that really is her legacy, and in a way his legacy. And for those who work in golf course design, it's, you know, that's the way we think of her, as sort of a pioneer. He was a pioneer in sort of changing the way things were trending, and then she's a pioneer in a lot of other areas in terms of how we think about courses and better designing them to make them more fun.
Yeah, well, I what you said about Alice Dye, I don't think a lot of people realize that it was her idea for the tees to make it more playable, make a course more playable where her husband was making them hard. She was making his hard courses playable.
Yep.
Jeff Shackelford is obviously very attuned to golf course architecture. He's a contributor to Golf World and Golf Digest, weekly contributor on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. You see him on Mondays, and you can find him at jeffshackelford.com. You know, back in 2011, I actually asked you if they would be able to make the belly putter illegal when as many belly putters as regular putters were being sold.
Yep, and here we are now, only
yes.
5 years later.
5 years later. We'll see what 2017 brings. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jeff.
Okay, Danielle, thank you.
And I hope you feel better real soon. Thanks for being on.
All right, bye.
Aloha. We've got next up Jerry King. He's the voice of Kapalua, the Tournament of Champions. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Jordan Spieth, as I defend my title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And in the clubhouse now, Jerry King, PGA Director of Golf, McKenna Golf and Beach Resort. Welcome to the show again, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, Danielle. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Our official starter, the voice of the SVS Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. I have to ask you, how many years have you been doing this?
Good question. This will be my 23rd year.
23. Now, in those 23 years, does any moment stand out as being like, wow, I didn't think this would happen, or the player almost didn't make it? Was there anything odd that happened on the first tee?
Oh, you know, over all the years, not only just at the Plantation course, but at the Bay course, it's been a lot of fun. I think most recent was, I think it was 3 years ago when we had the big windstorm that came through,
yeah.
Maybe 4 years. And I announced the first round four times. And I think that's a record.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, round one, I had to do that four times because we had to pull them off the golf course. So that was a fun one.
Yeah, that, and I'm so looking forward to seeing actual golf on Golf Channel again, or on any channel again, because there's been just, for 3 weeks now, Golf Channel has been doing, you know, reruns of the best tournaments. Tiger for 15 hours yesterday to celebrate his birthday. Kapalua tweeted out, or the Tournament of Champions tweeted out, you know, now that you're back in action, Tiger, we want to see you back at Kapalua. But we've got a stellar field coming with Jason Day, number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson, who just on Golf Week front cover said, or was it Golf Magazine, I want to be number one in the world. And are you looking forward to this week?
Oh, I am. I mean, we've got six out of the top 10 in the world golf rankings. It's going to be just a phenomenal event. And, I mean, you know, Jordan Spieth is defending champion. I mean, he's such an incredible player and great person, so a great champion that Kapalua loves having. And, you know, I mean, just it's hard to pick, even say, who's the favorite, because we have so many good players this year.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't even want to think of favorites. And then some of the newcomers, like Tony Finau, he's such a long bomber. He can really hit that ball. What do you think? I haven't seen Tony play the Plantation course.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's such a fantastic player. And like you said, he absolutely bombs it. And as we know, the Plantation course, you know, as long as it is, it sets up with the big wide fairways and long holes. It sets up for the big hitters. But you and I both know, Danielle, that it's down the stretch. It's who's making the putts. And that's what I think is so impressive, you know, last year of Jordan Spieth. I mean, you know, third round, I think he only hit 11 greens.
Yes.
23 putts, and that's what it takes. But Tony, what a great player. Bombs it. It's going to be fun watching him play the Plantation course.
It is. It's, and I'm, you know, I haven't heard, but Adam Scott, of course, won twice, two in a row this past year. So he's definitely invited, you know, and usually the Aussies come. So it would be great to see him. Hideki Matsuyama. Another player who thinks his way around the course more than overpowers a course, don't you think?
Oh, yes. And, I mean, number six in the world, and that's for a reason, because he's got the all-around great game. And, you know, being the coach and instructor teacher that I am, I use him all the time as an illustration of patience in the transition and why he's so consistent, you know, across the board. And I love the little pause that he has at the top of the swing, and all of us coaches love to see that because everybody's always swinging too quick. So it's do what Hideki does.
Now, you know, you talk about do what Hideki does. I want to go to the emotional level of the game because a lot of times Hideki will hit an awesome shot and he'll putt an amazing putt and he never looks satisfied. Have you noticed that?
Definitely, Danielle. You know what I think one of the bottom lines is he expects to hit all those great shots. I mean, now, what if he's holing a 6-iron out of the middle of the fairway? I don't know if he fully expects that, but I think he expects and looks for the great shots, and so when he does it, he's not surprised. And I think, you know, all of us, it's kind of like you believe it, see it, achieve it, and in golf, the more that you believe, the better you're going to be, and he's got that great foundation.
Yeah, he really does. All right. Here's the PGA champion, PGA championship champion, Jimmy Walker, two-time Sony Open in Hawaii winner. He's playing the Plantation course. He's not a stranger to the course. He had, I think, a disappointing year last year on the course. What is it, once Plantation course gets you, and it seems to like you can't recover from it, once you start losing it there, what is it about the Plantation course?
You know, the Plantation course with all the rolling hills, I mean, it was built out of the pineapple fields. And, you know, Jimmy Walker, what a fantastic player. I mean,
yes.
He lost the playoff to Patrick Reed in 2015. And so he plays well. So I'm sure he's going to come back this year and say, all right, let's get back into, you know, getting the right bounces. And, you know, hitting it on the high side of the fairways on the Plantation course is huge. And feeding it into the greens on the high sides and understanding that. And he knows how to play that course. I think he'll do well this year.
Nah, I must have made a mistake because I thought it was last year. Maybe it was the year before. There was one year we had high expectations and someone just didn't quite Well, so many times that happens, doesn't it? So let's just make it generic. When the course gets you, you know, there's sometimes when you expect a player, you think, God, these are all champions. But then they have such a, is it just a matter of, I'm off this time? Or does the course have a tweak to it that if your line of sight is off, if you're not seeing it right, does that get you?
You know, I think the main thing, Danielle, for the plantation course and playing golf, you know, in West Valley or anywhere where the wind is blowing, that is the main thing. You when Stuart Appleby, you know, won 3 years
yes.
in a row, when you're a good ball striker, you play in the wind, you've got to hit the ball in the center of the club face consistently. And I think that's where most players, if you get a little off, you hit it a little off center, and whatever spin you have is magnified by the wind. I think that's when, on the plantation course, it takes players a little off. And so the players that can, when the wind is blowing, that can consistently strike the ball in the center of the face, those are the ones that we need to be watching for coming down the stretch, having a chance to win.
Got it. Okay. And on the greens, they're so large, they remind me of Lynx course greens. Is it the slope down toward the water, or does that even come into play on that course?
You know, Ben Crenshaw and Bill Ford did such a great job, I think, designing the golf course for the trade winds. You have to have the big fairways. You have to have the big greens. And then when you add the grain, I always call the plantation course as a character builder, and the big component of that are the greens, is that you have to be able to feed it in on the high side. However, you don't want to be above the hole when the greens are rolling fast and you've got the grain. This way, hopefully it's in your favor. So a lot of the players are trying to get on the low side of the hole so they can be more aggressive. But, you know, staying on the high side, feeding it in on the high side, but trying to get it just past the hole so you can putt back up.
Putt up.
Those are the players
yes.
that are winning.
Yes. Okay. And I heard that when I was talking to the director of agronomy, David Smallwood, last week, he said that they weren't going to be any faster than 10s. A 10 is what the PGA Tour wants the greens to be running at. Is that fast, considering the slopes?
You know, I think that is an ideal speed. It's very smart, because if the winds pick up and you have them rolling faster than 10, well, the wind's going to be moving the ball on the putting surface. So 10 is a really good speed, because if you think about that, putting a little downhill, down grain, it's going to be rolling 12 or 13, and then you might have the ones a little uphill into the grain that are rolling 8.
Mm.
You know, so it balances out to be 10, and I think that's an ideal speed. So it's very smart for the PGA Tour, as well as David. He does a great job, of course.
Excellent. Yeah, and of course, you're on Maui. I've heard that some people are there already. They've been celebrating the holidays. They went there for the Christmas vacation, and now they're gearing up with a little New Year celebration, then they're going to be on the course. Have you heard of anybody being there, maybe playing, maybe McKenna?
Yeah, we have a few of the players out, and, you know, that's the beautiful thing about Maui and Hawaii. I mean, we all know it, the ones that are, us that are blessed to live here, is that, you know, these players, as we know, it used to be, I think, up until 2013, it was a season opening event. And these players love to bring their families and celebrate Christmas. Some of them have been here for a while, and then celebrate New Year's, and then roll into, you know, the awesome tournament at Kapalua that starts off every year. And it's fun. There's some players out. You know, I had a good conversation with Dustin Johnson yesterday. He's looking strong and feeling great, and he's looking forward to going over. I think he's going to go over to Kapalua tomorrow or the next day, and he's ready. He's ready to bring it.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be number one in the world. You know, Jason Day is still holding on to that position. But let me ask you something. Tiger Woods was number one in the world for a ridiculous number of years, like 7. I may be exaggerating, but it was close to that. I don't have the sheet in front of me to tell you the exact number of weeks, because it's determined in weeks. But so the guys get to number one. Jordan Spieth gets to number one. Jason Day gets to number one. And then it's hard to hold on to it. Is it the propelling oneself to that number one and maintaining that sense of propulsion that's critical to keeping yourself there?
Yes, I mean, as well said. I mean, you know, DJ, I mean, he is striving to be number one in the world. And if he is fortunate to get to that level, I guarantee you he is looking to sustain that and keep it, because he wants to not only be the best in the world, but then be the best in the world for a long time like Tiger Woods. And it's not just to say, oh, I've been number one in the world. You know, Jason Day right now, I guarantee, you know, hopefully we see him here at Kapalua, which I think we will. He's looking to hold on to it, and that just shows, stay in top form and be the best in the world.
Yeah, and it's a drive that you just can't let sit. But I think there's a lot of adrenaline that goes into the desire to be the best in the world, to be number one in the world. You can't rest on your laurels, though. Once you get there, you've got to continue to go, okay, I'm going to continue to be the best in the world. And that's, he's so laid back, it sometimes seems like you don't see that fire, you know, because he's so contained. I don't know how best. Last week I said he's like California laid back. Doesn't mean he's not excellent. It's just you just don't see it, like the fist pump from a Tiger Woods. You know, that moment where they just put themselves out there and go yes. And he's just much more contained. But an athlete certainly capable of being in that position. Jerry King, the director of golf at McKenna Golf and Beach Club. I'm so looking forward to seeing you next week. I've been posting pictures of you on the tee, you know, doing the first tee announcing. And what was your favorite part? We're looking kind of back a little bit and looking forward. What was your favorite part of 2016?
Oh, great question, Danielle. I think the relationships that I've been able to form throughout 2016, that's, to me, being in the golf business, it's like on my license plate, Golf for Life. You know, there's such a parallel there, and the relationships that we're able to form through the golf business is just, it's a blessing. And, the people that I've been able to meet every year, especially in 2016, has been very special. So that, to me, is the most important thing.
And what do you look forward to in 2017? Do you have a resolution?
I think with all of us, and not only with golf, but life is to, you know, always do our best. And I think that's easily said, but not easily accomplished. And, you know, for me, mine is, you know, I love being a dad to my two boys. And so that's been my thing, is how can I be the best father? Because if you can be the best dad, then you can be the best person as a coach. And so if I can coach my kids in life, then I think I can go and help all of my students in golf and just have a great time. So
awesome.
It's going to be a great 2017.
Fantastic. I can't wait to give you a hug. Thank you so much for being on the show, Jerry.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. I will see you at Kapalua. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right. Have a safe New Year's Eve celebration. Enjoy whatever it is you're going to do tonight. I know you're going to have a great time. Aloha.
Aloha. Happy New Year, Danielle.
Happy New Year. We're going to come back and talk with Shane Bacon. He is now has his own podcast. He's with Fox Sports and PGA Tour Live, and also with Top Golf. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, Vijay Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Strong. Quiet. Dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I want to mention the Golf Club's home away from home, the Sheraton Maui. Beautiful views, perfect for whale watching, great restaurants. The spa, yes, pamper yourself. Get a massage after a fabulous round of golf. It's the Sheraton Maui. The Golf Club stays there. Book your room today. And hey, let's give away 2 rounds of golf to Poipu Bay. All you have to be is the 9th caller at 296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. I think our phone lines are tied up, though. We're going to see. Ah, yes. Okay, so we're going to give away those 2 rounds of golf this morning, all right, when Bob Bupka is on. But right now, we're going to Shane Bacon, Fox Sports golf writer and commentator, PGA Tour Live, Top Golf, and host of The Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. And you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just kind of prepping for today. It's really our last kind of hoorah before we got golf. It really in our lives for the next, 52 weeks or so.
Yeah, exactly. But are you, I know it's great watching the greatest rounds of golf ever over and over again, but would you like to see some live golf finally? Hmm? Well, you don't know. Yes?
Oh, I have watched so much replay golf the last, I don't know, 8 days. It's sad. It really is kind of sad. I'll come home from a dinner or something that we have going on, and I'll turn on the row from 16, and I was joking with my fiance that I've watched more golf that's been taped, I think, in the last month, and maybe I watched live the entire year of 2016.
That is funny, because now we have time to watch because we kind of have downtime. But the only reason we have downtime is because there's no golf, so it's weird. But there are some rounds that I thoroughly enjoyed watching, and I do wish Golf Channel had done Tiger Woods in order of his wins from 97 to 08. They kind of mixed it up, put the Opens together and all of that. But it was great. I'm not complaining. It just would have been kind of interesting to see the evolution of his body, his game, all of that, the changes as they happened.
Yeah, I mean, I actually DVR'd them all yesterday, which I had to clear space considering, it's 14 hours of major championship wins, which is pretty crazy to think. But I watched a little last night, and I woke up this morning and was watching the 2008 U.S. Open, and your point is exact. I mean, it's crazy to look at them from 97 to 02 to 05 and 08, and beyond, and you're just looking at a guy that not only is his body changing, but he looked so young in 97. He looked so young in 02. And then you start to see him, get older. I had somebody check my ID at a bar the other day, and I think I was 21 in my picture. And the guy goes, man, this was taken a long time ago. And I said, I guess that's all of us goes through this evolution. But it was interesting to kind of watch one of the greatest of all time, the way he looked different as he went on, making history and such.
Yeah. And, of course, you're working on your predictions. You're doing your podcast now. This is so exciting. The Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. And Shane Bacon also has a newsletter that you can sign up for. I'm waiting for my newsletter. I acknowledge that, you just sign up with your email and then you tell the email, yes, I want it, and you're in. Predictions for 2017. You're doing your podcast with new daddy, Kyle Porter of CBS.
Yeah, I recorded a podcast yesterday with Bryson DeChambeau that'll drop early next week, just kind of talking about his first year as a professional and kind of the highs and lows of that. And, of course, all the kind of quirky things he does on the golf course. Then me and Kyle Porter are going to shoot around some of our predictions for next year. But, one of the things, and this is one of the, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, problems with professional golf right now, and it's, of course, not a problem, is, the talent is so deep, especially in men's professional golf and on the PGA Tour, that it's really hard to predict things that happen because, every week there's some 120, 130 guys that legitimately have a chance to win. And, I mean, you talked about Tiger. We mentioned him. When you think back to Tiger's prime, early 2000s, you know, there were 10 or 15 guys that you thought had a legitimate chance of winning a major. And really beyond that, it would have been flukes of all flukes. And now, as we saw in 16 with all first-time major winners, there's plenty of guys out there capable of doing that. You know, and you could see another 17 with no Rory or Jason Day or Jordan Spieth major win, because, you know, you've got to get red hot, you know, 1 out of 4 weeks of the year, and at the same time not run into somebody like Henrik Stenson or Walker that are playing well that same time.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think that there was a year when Tiger won 8 times, you know, that's
exactly.
It's like ridiculous, you know, and yet he was just on. He was like Stenson and Mickelson during the Open. There was just this place you just knew, you know, 25% of the time Tiger Woods was going to win. And that's an amazing number. So when you look back at, you know, the year, of course, most people have, you know, the Arnold Palmer passing, the Open that I just mentioned, the Olympics, slow play, but the terrific young guns. I love that you included the women on the LPGA.
Oh, I mean, it's really been an interesting thing to pay attention to the LPGA and really just kind of pay attention to the Lydia Kos. I was talking to Julie Inkster early in December about, you know, the age of the winners. I think the average age of the winners on the LPGA Tour this past year was like 22 and a half years old. I mean, it is such a young sport. You know, we think about men's golf and the Jordan Spieths and Justin Thomases of the world, and of course of Bryson DeChambeau, who just turned 23. You know, you think about that, and we look at this kind of evolution of the young player, and it's been happening on the LPGA for many years, and we really saw it this year. I mean, when you've got Brooke Henderson and Lydia Ko battling back and forth in a major championship, you know, that's what you want. That's what you want to watch, and that's what's going to bring the fans. So I really thought it was a really, really important year on the LPGA Tour, and I hope it doesn't get forgotten when we talk about, you know, the year that was with Spieth, or as you mentioned, Stenson versus Phil. I mean, you know, Lydia had a great season as well with the major win and a silver medal, and I think she won 4 times. I mean, it was impressive stuff from her.
And Arya Jutanugarn. I mean, there's a woman who uses a 3-wood, doesn't even go to her driver. She hasn't mastered it, so I'll just use my 3-wood. You know, wait until she gets that driver under the spell, and I don't know where that ball's going to go. You know, it's just amazing what she can do. When you talk about the women's game, didn't you have David Ledbetter on your podcast?
Yeah, David Ledbetter was on last week, and we talked a lot about Lydia, you know, of course, since recently splitting up, and we also talked a lot about the relationship he's had over the years with Michelle Wee.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to that, because of course, it's been kind of rocky since she won't stop tinkering after she told him she would. You know, it's like,
right?
There was that, he comes out and makes this big statement. Yes, she says she's not going to change anything. She's just going to work with what we've been working on. And then she goes, does that bother him?
I mean, I think, you know, when I was doing some research, you know, there was a press conference that he was sitting next to Michelle Wee at, basically saying out loud to the media that, it was not a swing issue with Michelle. It was all mental. And I think that's the relationship they have. I mean, they've been working together, I think, since she was 13 or 14 years old. I mean, they have a very friendship relationship. But, I mean, I think he sees the talent inside of her. And he did mention on the podcast, he said, you know, she still has a love for the game. And I think that's something that people have at times questioned. You know, is she totally committed? Does she want to be there? And he says she loves it. And, I mean, you know, follow her on social. I mean, she was out there playing golf today, I saw on Instagram. I mean, this is a person that really, really does still want to compete and be the best. It's just, you know, it is tinkering. It is tinkering. And I think that's not just an issue with, you know, Michelle or in women's golf. Is you see these guys do the same thing. You know, 1 week they don't have a great week and you see them going cross-handed or pulling a new putter out. And I think sometimes you just have to understand and chalk up the fact that golf is really, really hard, and it's a really, really impossible thing to perfect. And, you know, you're going to have down weeks and down times. You can't compare yourself to, as you mentioned, a Tiger Woods run where, you know, he wins 8 or 9 times in a season, because I don't really think that that's a logical, dream and goal in the current PGA Tour.
No. There are so many things that are now demanded upon. Look at the committees that Michelle Wie is on. Look at the work that she does outside of the game that's inside the game. You know, it's not just on the course that Michelle Wie's time is demanded of. It's also in the committees and the planning. And then she's got her sponsors' obligations. So much is demanded of the player today. And believe me, I'm not feeling for them when they win, $10, $15 million.
That's right.
But still, you know, it's a different animal. And Tiger insulated himself. And I think that's why he didn't give of himself the way people wanted him to. Oh, pour yourself out during the news conference. You know, be real. Hey, I've got to contain. I've got to hold on to what I've got because this person wants it. This group wants it. I got to give here. I got to give there. You, at some point, you just have to decide when you're going to have to shut off the tap and keep it for yourself. We have, I'm really looking forward to when you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. He's going to be playing in the Pro Junior Challenge Sony Open in Hawaii. That's on Tuesday, January 10th at Wailea Country Club. And what happens is five players, Fred Funk, Parker McLaughlin, Rory Sabatini, Camilo Villegas, and Bryson DeChambeau will be paired up with our five local players, junior players, great players too, and it'll be a three-hole scramble, longest drive, closest to the pin, and what have you, and then $10,000 that's raised goes to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. So he's going to be there, and that is so cool because he's got such style, and he's one of those guys that you never know how he's going to putt. You know, it's like, what's up with the, what is he doing now? What is it, cross-handed?
Yeah. No, it's face on. I mean, it's basically, for lack of a better term, and he corrected me a couple times on the podcast, it's basically side saddle. I mean, it's a different look than a side saddle, but basically he is standing facing the hole, putting to his side, you know, with the putter basically looking. And he says that, you know, not only does he feel like it's a better way of putting, and this is a guy, as you mentioned, he has struggled a bit with his putting, to be fair, but he also says he can see what he did wrong right when he hits the putt. He can see if it was a misread or if he pulled or pushed it because he's looking right down the line. And he compared it to pool. He said, you know, when you play pool, you're looking right at the ball and right at the pocket. So it's interesting. I mean, this is a guy. What I find impressive about Bryson is he's not scared to try stuff, even though he knows he's going to get criticized for it. And I think there's a lot of people out there that don't do that. You know, I mentioned on the podcast, Malcolm Gladwell had a great revisionist history episode on his podcast about basically the granny shot in basketball, the free throw shot that Rick Barry used, and how no player that struggles to shoot free throws will use that because it's almost an ego thing. And Bryson's a guy that just doesn't let that get in his way, and I think that's very, very impressive.
That's cool. That's cool. And you know, the predictions that you and Kyle Porter are going to put together, as you said, it is so hard. I was looking at your predictions and you were bold enough to post them from 2016. I thought that was so cool of you. You had five, I think it was right. The American Ryder Cup team will look very different. And then one of your picks, Bubba was out, but Brooks Koepka was in. Okay. The other one, Tony Finau, I'm going to give you this one because you said is your official sleeper golfer who could win a major. I think he still is. He just didn't do it this year. The Olympics decision to go to 72-hole stroke play will be overly criticized. I agree with you completely. I think you got that one. Players will build their entire schedule around a 45-day stretch this summer. Many of them did, I believe. And the U.S. will win the Ryder Cup. Yes! I mean, you got those, but the hard ones to predict are the players. Like Jordan Spieth won't have a down year. Oops. Graham McDowell will continue his recent success. Phil Mickelson will win the Masters, and we won't see Tiger Woods play golf this season. So people, predicting what people will do is, you know, and how their game's going to hold up and how their psyche is going to hold up and how their energy is going to hold up. That's the hardest part. Sticking with trends. Shane Bacon, stick with the trends.
Well, you know, it's good advice. It really is. I mean, I was on some radio shows prior to the Masters, and I am legitimately the worst guesser of who's going to win a golf tournament in the history of the world. I'm so bad at it. I think the last successful one was when Keegan Bradley randomly won the PGA Championship back at 11. But somebody asked me for sleepers at the Masters, and I said Danny Willett. And I had all these radio people coming at me on Sunday night trying to get me back on because they thought I was you know, some Nostradamus-like golf person. And I said, I mean, I just pulled that one, you know, right out of you know where. I mean, I had no, you know, it was just he played well, and I threw him out there. So yeah, I think staying away from exact people predicting, even though I will give you a little look into it, there is a decent chance that I will again write that Phil Mickelson is going to win the Masters in 2017. So that is a little look ahead at what my predictions might look like on Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to it. Shane Bacon, Fox Sports golf writer, commentator. He's with PGA Tour Live as well. Top Golf and host of The Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. Thanks for being on the show, Shane.
Hey, anytime. Have a great 2017.
You too. Happy New Year. Aloha. We're going to come back and take a look at Claude Brousseau, a playing lesson I got to have with Master PGA Claude Brousseau. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Patrick Reed, as I try to win my second title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pjtour.com/TOC.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And now, okay, you know I've been taking lessons, right? And it's indoors, which is perfect because I don't have time to drive to a golf course, and it's really close to me. And I've been having a great time with Jason Digert over at Golf Tech. And we're working on all kinds of things as I rebuild my body and my swing. But it's all different when you go on the golf course, when you take what you've learned to the golf course. And there's nothing like having a playing lesson. And I was so, when I had a few days off, I was so lucky. Claude Brousseau invited me, PGA Master Professional. Of course, he's Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Ko'olina. He's a Golf Channel Academy lead coach, Vision 54 coach, and Aim Point certified. So he knows about the mental side of the game, the putting, and of course, swinging, the golf club. And you should see his wife's swing. She's like beautiful. Welcome to the show, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you for that great introduction.
When I was on the course, I got to tell you, I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a little nervous because I'm with Claude Brousseau, a master PGA, and I want to, you know, have this great swing, and I want to do everything right. Do you think your students have that sometimes, that I want to do it all perfect?
That's so true. And when they come, they really want to show their best way of swinging, and they feel nervous. So one of our skills that we need to have as a coach is to make people comfortable. It's normal to be nervous when you have somebody watching you. And most of the time, at least at the beginning, they're not swinging that good because their focus is not on swinging, but because they say, oh, Claude is watching me. I had the experience again yesterday with somebody on the course.
Yeah, so I ask myself as I'm setting up, you know, I have way too many swing thoughts. It's grip thought, it's stance thought, it's ball position thought, it's backswing thought, it's, you know, it's like... How am I possibly going to just play, come out of the, as you envision 54 would say, come out of the think box into the play box? I'm just thinking, and way too much thinking. But see, then Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, Echo Olina, he said, do you mind if I show you something? And I said, please. No problem.
Before giving my advice, I always ask the people if they would like to receive them. Especially on the golf course, because like you said, it's great that you take some lesson on the technical aspect of the game, because we need a minimum, you know, knowledge of how to swing that club, how to use your body. But when you are on a golf course now, it's time to just apply what you've been practicing on your swing. There's a huge difference in between what I call playing golf swing versus playing golf. And you're the perfect example. When we started to relax, I did some joke with you, and then make it you feel good, even if the shot is not that good, you started to hit the ball a lot better. So
yes.
On the golf course, you need to have fun, think where you have to, but at the ball, you're an athlete that swing a golf club towards a target.
Yes, and it was interesting finally feeling like I could actually hit the ball, but as I also have to tell you that the difference between, you know, when you're on the driving range, guys, you know, or you're on a predictable, not just lie, but look with the eye down, okay? You're looking down. It's always the same mat. It's always the same distance. So you kind of get adjusted to that. When you're on the course, you have to understand that there's different greens. I mean, the color is different. There's different depths, a different height of the grass. And I, at that moment when I was with you, Claude, I really, that hit me, that the depth perception is...
It's so interesting that you bring that up, because you're the first one who shared that with me. And because I'm always outside, this portion, I kind of didn't pay attention to it. So that was a good thing that you shared that with me. We're a learner of the game. As a coach, you always want to learn. And this was a great experience for me. So next time I have somebody who, let's say, practice a lot indoor, who take lesson indoor, that's something that I will address right away, because you're so right. The color of the green is different. The grass height, so you need some adjustment.
Yeah, like how? Where's the bottom of my swing?
Yeah.
Which, you know, for an avid golfer, you know, that's like, duh. But if you haven't been playing a lot, and if you're just going back out, that's just one of the things that's going to throw you off a little bit. It may take a hole or two for you to kind of adjust to it. So don't. The one thing that I've noticed is, you know, the game. You got to keep laughing, and you help me with that, because the game is hard. I was talking with Jerry King, and you and Jerry know each other well. You were on Maui for a long time, and you know the game is hard enough. You have to keep it light and realize that, okay, that's that last shot. You know, that's it, and it's just move forward.
Correct, because laughing take pressure off, and it kind of make your expectation more realistic. I got a great quote that I read, and I love to read always and learning, but I got one here that I would like to share with you and your listener. It says, forget about perfection, focus on progression and compound improvements.
Uh-huh.
That's from Dave Brail Ford. That is a great coach in England. But forget about perfection, focus on progression and compound improvement.
I like that. I think professional golfers, you know, it would behoove them. When we're talking with Shane Bacon about Michelle Wee, you know, and wanting to go out, I didn't have a great day. There must be something wrong with what I've been doing, so I have to change it. It's not necessarily what you've been doing. It may be just that day you're off.
So exact. Like yesterday, I was with this young aspiring players from here in Hawaii who wants to play in the LPGA Tour. And after almost every shot, she says, "Oh, I need to fix this. I need to fix that." I look at her. I said, "You know, you do not need to be fixed. You just need to realize that you play good golf, good enough, and great golf." She shot like 6 under for 9 holes. I say, "Where do you think you need to be fixed, or you need to manage yourself a little bit better?"
Wow, 6 under over 9 holes?
Yes. So I said, "I don't think you need to fix a lot of mechanical, but maybe it's regarding, again, it's that search of perfection." Or many people, you and me included, most of the time when we do a golf shot, we look on the first reflex is looking on something that we didn't like on the shot.
Focusing on the negative.
Instead of say, "Oh, okay, it was not the best feeling on the ball on the club head, but oh, the ball isn't in play." Quite often I see people, they hit a shot and then they get mad, and then when they get over there, they look, "Wow, it was not that bad." So why did you waste all that energy and put all that negative stuff in your body, and then when you get there, you say, "Wow, oh, it's better than I thought."
Yes. You know what you just said, negative stuff? That is so important, because every time you have a negative emotional, it creates chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like polluting yourself. And you always can tell when you're feeling good, when you're happy, there's a different chemical set that's going on inside you. It's body chemicals. It's not something you've ingested. It's just what the body creates. So you want to stay away from making all that junk stuff and keep it with the happy stuff, the positive stuff. And it's easier said than done. I know. We're talking with Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional in the United States and in France. In Hawaii, he's Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development, Ko'olina Golf Club. You can reach him at Claude4BestGolf. That's Claude, the number 4, for bestgolf at gmail.com. So when you say Claude, then you write the number 4, bestgolf at gmail.com. Did I make that clear, Claude?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Now, you listen, I mean, he's Vision 54, a 54 coach, Aim Point certified, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, and he's got all, you know, he's got all of this knowledge. And during the Hyundai Tournament of SBS Tournament of Champions, I started going to Kapalua for the Tournament of Champions when it was the Mercedes.
Yeah.
Just the Mercedes. So there are 10-minute lessons at the SBS Tournament of Champions and at the Sony Open in Hawaii, and you are going to be there.
Exactly. I'm so excited to go back to Kapalua for that SBS Tournament of Champions. I've been doing those 10-minute free lessons for 10 years, and keep going. So I started the first time in 2006 when I got there at Kapalua, and I will be there on Thursday afternoon. It's sponsored by the Aloha Section PGA.
The Aloha Section PGA. And, you know, you folks, Aloha Section PGA, are always working hard. I want to congratulate you. You are the winner of the 2016 Horton Smith Award, recognizing the PGA professional who is the model educator of the PGA golf professionals. That's a huge award. And congratulations, Claude. Well deserved.
Thank you so much. My goal is really learn and share. It's about sharing. So I was looking at the annual report for the Aloha Section PGA, and believe it or not, last year when we look at the Tournament of Champions, the Sony and the Lotte, we have given more than 500 lessons, me and my colleagues, during those tournaments.
It's so fantastic.
It's promoting the game, get people to understand this is fun, this is a great game. You learn so much about yourself. You can establish relation. It's good for business. It's good for your health, your physical health, your mental health. And we love to get people play golf.
You know, the Get Golf Ready classes are starting at Ko'olina on January 13th. You take 5 classes over 5 weeks, and you get ready to play. Beginners are Thursday, January 12th at 4 o'clock. There's also an intermediate Thursday, January 12th at 5. A beginner class is Saturday, January 14th at 9. And there's a beginner women's only Saturday, January 14th at 4. And a beginner on Sunday, January 15th at 9. And the intermediate Sunday, January 15th at 8. So you need to call Ko'olina. Get in touch with Claude Brousseau because he's got lots of schools. The Power Drive session, that starts up soon. Master the Bunkers in an hour. Wedges, Wizards to Win. Bye-bye Putts, Be a Great Putter. And Aim Point Express Green Reading session. I bet that's with you, Claude.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and bonne année, les amis.
Merci. And Happy New Year, Claude.
Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Bob Bupka. He is the voice of golf. He is the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, and he is a correspondent for Talk Sport in the UK. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wileye January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, Vijay Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, KJ Choi. Big drama and big money for Hawaii charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Check it out at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And did that gentleman mention that you can get your Sony Open in Hawaii tickets at any First Hawaiian Bank branch? That's what you can do. You can just walk in and say, hi, I want to support Hawaii charities. I want to get my tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii. And by the by, the Pro Junior Challenge on Tuesday, January 10th at Wailea Country Club, 2:45 in the afternoon, featuring Fred Funk, Parker McLaughlin, Rory Sabatini, Camilo Villegas, and Bryson DeChambeau, is free. Welcome to the show, Bob Bupka, voice of golf and, of course, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, as well as on Talk Sport. You've got millions of listeners, Bob.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know one thing. I did read your promo for today's show on Facebook, and you specified that you're going to be ringing out the old, and then you had me slotted, so I guess I'm fulfilling that requirement.
I said bringing in the new. Come on, ringing out the old.
Old
year and bringing in the new year. So ringing like bells ringing, like, you know, yay. Auld Lang Syne and all that good stuff and looking forward. Hey, what was your favorite story, or, you know, what was the biggest story for 2016 for you?
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't a good story. It was the passing of Arnold Palmer. I don't think anything that transpired in golf last year or this year right now, 2016, even comes close to the magnitude of losing the king, somebody that I had quite a bit of time with over the last 20 years. And I'm, as you, you know, with your passion for this game, he's going to be sorely missed.
Yes, he is. Yes, he was a wonderful man. I always heard that he answered all of his mail. So I wrote to him, and he answered me. You know, it was one of those moments where I got a letter from Arnold Palmer. That's the way he was. When I met him in person once or twice, once during the Skins game on Maui, but the second time was at Turtle Bay when he had just gotten married again, and he went to get coffee, and we stopped him. There were a couple of us, so he stopped. We didn't really flag him down so much as he just saw us and sort of said hi, you know. And then he started talking, and then as we were talking, he said, "Well, I've got my bride's waiting for her coffee," and so he was just really down to earth and a wonderful, wonderful human being. So yes, that certainly was the biggest story of 2016. And how about in the world of, like, golf, or some of the things that happened in the game for you?
Well, you know, certainly what I experienced at Royal Troon in that Open Championship with the incredible display of golf between Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson. As it was happening, I kept pinching myself, saying, this can't be real. These guys can't be playing this well on this unbelievably tough golf course. Royal Troon is just one of the great golf courses on the planet. And when you realize that Phil Mickelson finished 11 shots ahead of the third-place finisher, it is mind-boggling that those two separated themselves like they did. Henrik Stenson has been an outstanding golfer for a long time, had not won a major. He certainly was due, and, you know, he wanted that Open Championship, and he went out and just strangled, you know, that claret jug. And he's a good winner. He's good for golf. He's a good family man. He's a good all-around guy. He's somebody that Danielle Tucker would love having on your show, and that's one of the things I'm going to work on for you. I think Henrik Stenson would be somebody that your listeners would enjoy listening to.
Wow, Bob, would you do that? That would be so cool. Thank you. how exciting! That would make my 2017. What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to a lot of things. I mean, the prospect of Tiger even coming back and maybe, just maybe, getting number 15. I've been fortunate enough to be on that 18th green for all 14 of his major wins. And, you know, with the excitement level currently prevailing in golf with the we just mentioned Henrik Stenson and, of course, Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and Rory McIlroy. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of young talent that's out there. And if we could infuse a little bit of Tiger Woods like he was of old, 2017 would have the potential of being just an incredible year. Just think about this, Danielle. It's Sunday afternoon at the Masters. Two players tied for the lead paired together in the final twosome. Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. How many eyeballs do you think would be on the TV? How many people would be listening to the radio for that?
Yes, it would be phenomenal. And you, people say, oh, yeah, right. What, wasn't it just 2015 that he was player of the year? Or was it 2014? I was like, he won a whole bunch of times. It was just a couple years ago, Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. Well, 2013, he won five times.
There we go, so, 2013.
yeah, I mean, but it's, you know, it's just so many factors, you know, that are going against him. I mean, obviously, he turns, ironically enough, 41 today. So happy birthday from the Danielle Tucker Show to Tiger Woods. 41, numerous back surgeries. And the emergence of so much
talent,
tremendous young talent.
Yeah,
it's just mind-boggling the caliber of the players that are out there. So, you know, it's just hard to imagine that Tiger could prevail. But you know, Tiger surprised people for a long, long time. Maybe he's got another surprise in his bag. Who knows?
Yeah, and I thought for sure when I said, what are you looking forward to? My guess was you were going to say, coming to Maui for the SBS Tournament of Champions.
Well, it's, you know, it's nothing about coming to Maui. It's nothing about the SBS Tournament of Champions. It's all about that Saturday morning before round three, where I get to sit alongside Danielle Tucker and do this show in person. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we're also gonna go to the Pineapple Grill, aren't we? You're gonna be there for that, right?
Oh, we're going there on Thursday night. A lovely media party.
Yes.
But I love the Pineapple Grill so much. I landed Maui on Monday afternoon. I'm going to the Pineapple Grill Monday night just to get ready for Thursday night.
Just to start expanding your belly.
Yeah, that's for sure. So,
you know, you've got to exercise your... Yes.
I was just going to say, a couple of years back, I was sitting at the Pineapple Grill at the bar. We were having dinner, and this gentleman started talking to me. And, you know, he seemed very nice, and I said to him, when are you leaving? He said, I don't know. Whenever I get the urge to leave, I'll just call and have my plane come pick me up. Oh, man. So he went up, he got up and he went to the restroom. And I said to his wife, I said, what does your husband do? She said, shopping center. I said, oh, so he owns a shopping center? She said, no, he owns 57 of them. He left before I did. I got up to pay my tab, and the waitress said, sorry, there is no tab for you. That gentleman and his wife wanted to buy you two dinner. And
wow.
That was it. Never knew his name, never knew anything, except that he was, you know, forget being wealthy. He was just a real down-to-earth guy that, you know, the kind of people you expect to meet. When you go to Maui, I mean, Maui's a very, very special place. No matter how many times I stand behind that first tee for that tournament, and I say to myself, wait a minute, this is a Hollywood set. I mean, you can't look down that fairway and then see the green and then look out and see the ocean and then see whales jumping. You know, it's not real. It's not real. But it certainly is real.
It's beautiful. And, you know, Jerry King's been doing the first tee announcing for 23 years. Is it possible? 23 years?
Yeah, and he had to wait till he was 50 to do it the first time. So it is definitely pretty remarkable.
So tell us, what do you do for Talk Sport? You're the Grill Room radio show is on Talk Sport, but you also call into them all the time. You're a correspondent, right?
Well, I've been fortunate. Talk Sport came on the scene almost 15 years ago, and they were looking for somebody that would be their lead golf announcer, and they said, we'll try you out for 1 year, and it's 15 years later. And I'm proud to say it's officially the world's largest sports radio station. So that is just incredible. They have, I think their average for any given week is 3.5 million listeners. So that anytime I say something on Talk Sport, if I happen to be in London, I can come upon people that'll be talking about it, even if you get in a cab and just say something, and they'll say, "Oh, you're Bob Bupgar, yeah, big deal." But they do the same thing on Maui, except they say, "Oh, you're the one that's on with Danielle Tucker. You are lucky." And I say, "I sure am."
Where are you staying when you're on Maui?
I'm staying at the Kapalua Villas. No better place to stay. Just incredible luxury and convenience and access to everything. It truly is some place. And for any of your listeners that are not blessed to be living on Hawaii, I know a lot of people listen to your podcast. I just highly recommend putting it down. Go to Maui one time, and you'll see what we've been talking about over all these years. It's just a unbelievable place to go, whether it be on vacation or whether it's for whatever reason. Yeah. Drum up any excuse you can to get yourself to Maui.
I like that. And it's really close where you're staying, the Kapalua Villas. Isn't that really close, like just up the hill from the Pineapple Grill? All you have to do is kind of like slide down the hill to there?
Yeah, I wish it was the other way around, because when I leave the Pineapple Grill, I'd much rather be able to roll back to my villa. But it is uphill. But another nice amenity, they have that shuttle, and I've already made my reservation for Monday night for them to get me back to the villa, and certainly on Thursday night, being able to spend time with you and all the other members of the media. I'm really looking forward to that, and it's going to be a special night.
I can't wait. You're hosting. See, that's why I had you right now. I wanted you to know, because next week it's Bob Bupka and Danielle Tucker doing the Golf Club from Maui. We're going to be at Kapalua, and we're going to tell you all about what Bob has come across, because Bob Bupka has a way of finding out the most fascinating little inside details that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks so much for being on the show, Bob. See you tomorrow. See you next week.
Yeah, see you next year, and Happy New Year to all of your listeners, and especially you, Danielle.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Bob. Happy New Year, Janice. Aloha. I'm going to thank the people for making this show possible. Claude Brusseau, Master PGA Professional and two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year and the Horton Smith Award winner as well. Poipu Bay Golf Course, can you call me right now and win two rounds at Poipu Bay at 808-296-5467? Call right now. All the phone lines are open. Give us a call, 808-296-5467. Poipu Bay Golf Course hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf over 10 years, and it's an outstanding golf course. Golfers of all abilities, the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Speaking of gems, Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsmen turn your building, your warehouse floor, your company, your home project, your office into artwork. It's Futura Stone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a big, huge, gigantic warehouse, you're a small building and you have small pipes, you're a gigantic shopping center, maybe you own 57 of them somewhere, you're a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Because it's got to be done right, right? So you call Creative Plumbing. Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. It's the winner's only event, January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, where champions come to play. And you get tickets at pgatour.com/ tournaments and the golf clubs, home away from home on Maui, is the Sheraton Maui. It's an absolutely beautiful view. And the way that hotel is built, you have multiple beautiful views. It's perfect for whale watching. I walked into the lobby last year, and there were whales breaching right in front of my face. I mean, just right off, right there on the offshore, right next to the guys who are paddle boarding. Great restaurants, a spa worth pampering your skin and massages to make your day. It's the Sheraton Maui. Rainer doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business. It's Rainer doors and the Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the PGA Tour this new year. Wailea Country Club, 9th to the 15th, SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Guy Shindo, congratulations. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.